RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Red Joan, now playing in area theaters.
Even though she attended Cambridge University in the 1930s, Joan Stanley is not considered one of the Cambridge Five. Five men all discovered passing secrets to the Soviet Union. The most famous name among them, Kim Philby. However, Joan's story is mostly fictionalized. Red Joan's adapted screenplay is based on a novel by Jenny Rooney, inspired by the story of Melita Norwood, a British scientist not accused until 2000 of passing atomic secrets to Stalin's intelligence apparatus. Director Trevor Nunn weaves a flashback narrative of Elder Joan recalling events back in the 1930s and 40s. Yet in a baffling maneuver, opts to focus on Joan's relationships with two suitors, rather than the more intriguing espionage episodes, sacrificing not only tension, but true motivation in favor of a coming-of-age tale set amongst the British version of the Manhattan Project. Judi Dench, as Elder Joan in her 80s, dominates the movie poster, receives top billing, and ensures the arthouse crowd will refer to Red Joan as that new Judi Dench film. This is the first in a string of misleading narratives. Dench may be on screen for perhaps 15 minutes of this 100-minute exercise. Red Joan is Sophie Cookson's vehicle, the delightful actress playing Joan from 18 into her 30s. Carefree communist sympathizers latch on to young Joan and impress her with spirited debates, imported culture, and ideas of a revolutionary future. Never quite diving headfirst into the ideology, Joan remains more than willing to count the coterie as her chosen society, and even pines for the knockoff James Dean, pouty, roguish figure Leo, played by Tom Hughes. Leo is a true believer. Obvious to everyone but Joan, Leo leads the inexperienced undergraduate on with feelings of sexual adventures to come, but is much more intrigued by Joan's promising future in the field of theoretical physics, a peculiar fascination for a group who should be more occupied with the collective and class warfare, not atomic warfare. Employed at the top-secret Tube Alloys project during the war, Joan joins the race against the Germans to discover how to split atoms and create radioactive, city-leveling munitions. "But the Russians are our allies," she protests. "We must share what we learn with them," claiming ignorance later on regarding Stalin's mass-murdering impulses. Sophie believes in proliferation. The more states who have the bomb, the less likely anybody will employ it. Was Joan right? Was she a crusader or a traitor? The film does not care. It is not about right or wrong, but boys. Give the audience something to debate. We can handle it. We're ready. Smothered underneath mounds of morose melodrama lurks what may have been a riveting film regarding a wrenching moral dilemma. The novel may be a complex puzzle steeped in shades of gray, but screenplay adapter Lindsay Shapiro wants the romance. Trevor Nunn devotes so much time to Joan's first love crush and a he-loves-me-not tumult. It borders on preposterous. We're here for wartime skullduggery and inner turmoil, not Bridget Jones's Atomic Diary. Even Judi Dench is unable to escape. The script saddles her with repetitive lines about how the current generation cannot possibly understand. It was a different time. Wardrobe and production design, made easy since Cambridge looks medieval to this day, confirm it was indeed a different era. But it is the director's job to make us understand. Joan leans into motivations like deterrence theory every now and again. But please stop and unpack it for a bit before falling back into the next love scene. Trust the audience. They are here for the why, not how anxious Joan is to solve her virginity. We can get that story anywhere, from any number of nail-biting ingenues. But where else can we get the girl who chose transparency instead of opacity? A world where more nuclear weapons meant peace. She's hiding in here somewhere. That is why I give Red Joan 2 out of 4 stars.
Red Joan is rated R, now playing at AMC Sundial 20, AMC Veterans 24, Woodland Square 20, and Burns Court Cinema. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.